Last month, we made $378,000 across all my businesses.
How many of you are ready for a day of expansion?
By being a speaker and applying a specific model into all of my businesses.
And a day of fun!
And I also took half the month off and traveled. I don't say that in a way to like big note, but I say in a way because I want to teach you how you can also do the exact same. I want to teach you the four different ways how you can make money by being a speaker and take your career and your business to the next freaking level. And I want to share with you what the Speak to Lead blueprint is. This exact blueprint is what I've used over the last 9 years to build all my businesses, to make millions of dollars online, and travel over 50 countries without burning out and actually creating a good life for myself. I don't see it happen that much in this online entrepreneur world where people actually create a successful online business and also have freedom. And I found the exact blueprint that can allow me to do it, and I want to give it to you here as well. If you're watching this, chances are you already are a speaker or a trainer, or you want to be a speaker or a trainer, which is so amazing. If we think back to some of the most highly reputable people that have ever lived on this planet, what were they? They were speakers. People like Jesus, Martin Luther King, Barack Obama, Mother Teresa. All of these people were speakers. They were communicators. And this is the highest paid skill in the entire world, by the way. I personally know people that charge over $750,000 to talk for 1 hour on stage. So if you're in this space or you're thinking about getting into this space, you're definitely in the right place right now, because I want to teach you a few things and make them super simple that I've learned across the last 9 years of my entrepreneurial journey. The first way you can get paid as a speaker is the obvious way, which is the holy grail, which is you get paid a fixed fee to deliver a keynote talk. Maybe you talk for 1 hour or 45 minutes or whatever it might be. And they say, if you talk for 1 hour, we pay you $10,000. And how it works is you've got a set fee and you tell the promoter or whoever it might be, this is my speaker fee. I'm $10,000 or I'm $100,000 for an hour or whatever it might be. I know a lot of people in this space, and it does come, you've got to have a pretty good brand. Essentially, you've got to be able to sell tickets to that event. The promoter's going to be able to look at you and go, okay, if I pay that person $10,000, will they make it back to me in ticket sales? Are they really cool? Are people wanting to buy tickets to come and see that person in person? So you'll be able to charge a lot more as a keynote talker if you've got a lot more of an audience, a bigger brand, and you can really sort of pull people. Or if you can create real transformation for the workplace. So a lot of people can also get paid a keynote to come in, perform and talk to a bunch of corporates if they can deliver on a specific topic as the expert. The second way you can get paid as a speaker is to go and do a talk for free or paid, and you let people in the audience know where they can find you. You tell them exactly what it is you do, what you offer. So for example, if I was gonna do something like this and I was gonna talk about how you can become a professional speaker and a trainer, I'm gonna mention that we have a program called Trainers Training where we actually train people and certify people as trainers. If you wanna know more about it, you can reach out to me. I would do something like that on stage. So the people in the audience, there might be a few in there that would be like, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm gonna find this person on Instagram, message them, and buy their product. The third way is you can actually sell your own product from stage. We've seen this all around the world. This is how mostly my business models are actually set up. We put a whole bunch of people in the room, we give a lot of value, and then we'll sell an offer and we'll sell one of the things that we already have packaged up to a lot of people all at once, versus doing one-to-one sales calls all day long, then one-to-one delivery. We've completely switched it from one-to-one to one-to-many, where if you can put 100 people in a room, and if you follow my scripts, by the way, if you follow how we do it, we'll close 2.5 times higher than the average person does in the industry. And it is very common to have multiple six figure. I know people that have done multiple 7 figures in a day by selling a product from stage. Now imagine if you could just do that. Imagine if you could sell a product from stage one time, do it in an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, but you do a whole bunch of sales calls all at the exact same time, and then you just do delivery for the rest of the year. What if you could do that? And the fourth way, you can actually get paid from what other people sell from stage. So for example, if you are the person who actually puts on the event, you know how to run the event or the workshop, get people in the room, get them value and put the deal together, you can get paid from when other people sell their product from your stage. Or if you're really good, you can combine all four of these and do them at the exact same time. So like I said, for the last 9 years, I've built every single one of my businesses by running events or workshops and selling the product online, selling it to a group of people, or whatever it might be, selling in front of a room. I've been paid to give talks. I've got deals on the back end. I've done all the different four things I just mentioned above. There's a million things that has to happen for you to be successful at this. So what I want to do is compress it into what I call the Speak to Lead Blueprint and the three things that you've just got to focus on to actually have a successful and profitable next event so you can go and crush it. The first one is build. You've got to build it. And what we do, like I mentioned, we actually do have a trainers training program where we certify internationally recognized people. I think we're the only company in the whole world that can actually do that as a trainer without having any prior learning beforehand. But you've got to learn how to really become a masterful communicator. If you watch Barack Obama's inauguration speech or Martin Luther King or any of these great preachers from the past, these guys know how to freaking move people. If you look at Tony Robbins speak from stage, he's not just a speaker, he's an actual trainer. There's a huge difference from being a trainer versus just a keynote talk. So key to really building a successful workshop is you've got to know how to really build it in a way that makes the audience think and feel like they want more. What's also really important for this section here is to build it in a way that touches the different types of personalities that are in the room. So for example, if you and I like things that involve experiences, we like to have fun, we like to laugh and dance and all these sorts of things, and you run your event completely just like that, you're going to alienate about 75% of the other people who are not like that. So it's really important to know the different types of personalities in the room and how do you construct an event successfully so it pleases all of these different types of people for the entire duration of the event. The next part is you've got to attract them. Now this section here comes all down to marketing and pure hustle. I've been filling events for years and years, virtual and in person all around the world, and I've become really good at promoting things. If you want to attract the right person, you've got to create an irresistible offer. You've got to create something so freaking good that makes this person feel like they are missing out on everything if they don't get a ticket and come to this event. You've got to create FOMO, you've got to create urgency, you've got to really build this thing up where it's going to be so exciting and teach them all the things that they're actually going to get from this event. What are they going to walk away with after the event? And really paint them a great picture of what they're going to get. Because this is not just sales. Because you can go and sell one thing to someone if you discover what they want, their pain points, you solve them a problem. What you've got to do here is you've got to sell them twice. Because you've got to sell them that they have a problem that you can solve, but then you've also got to sell them that they should trust you enough to spend a whole day of their time that they'll never get back with you at the event. Another huge section here when it comes to the attract phase, you've got to build yourself as a speaker. You've got to build yourself as this public figure so that other people would also want to invite you to come and speak on their stage. This one thing I focused on so much over the last few years and it's helped me so much. This podcast has been one of the best things to get me in front of the right people for me to collaborate on, for me to collaborate with and to explode my brand and grow my brand. And because of doing this and because of running successful events in the past, it's just opened up door after door after door. Had me invited over to the UK last year, speak on stage with Stephen Bartlett, Chris Williamson, and a bunch of other absolute freaking legends. But I never would have got the invite if I didn't focus on building a brand. So part of the attract phase is you've really got to focus on the branding and the marketing because you've got to market successfully to your events. Then you've got to brand yourself so the promoters get marketed to you so they want you at their events as well. Before I dive into the third pillar, if you're a business owner, coach, entrepreneur, or someone who's just ambitious enough to create a lot more freedom in their life while scaling their business, and you want to do it by becoming a professional trainer and speaker, and you don't want to do it all on your own and make little mistakes like I did, if you're someone who just wants to steal my exact blueprint and follow every single step-by-step, every framework, every template, every system, everything that we have, you can go ahead and watch the video in the link below. There's a free 7-minute video where I explain the entire thing. Because what we can actually do is bring you into our community. I can mentor you for the entire year and teach you exactly how to do it and handhold you to run your first or your next super profitable event. So go ahead, hit the link below, watch the 7-minute video and see what it's all about. If it's for you, awesome. If it's not, then just keep watching. So the third pillar is to scale. Because let's be honest, no one got into business because they want to work 24/7. We all got into business because we want to create more freedom. We want to travel. We want to do the fun things. We didn't want anyone to tell us what to do. All these different types of things. But you and I both know when we get into business, sometimes we lose all the time freedom then as well. With this exact model, you can literally get all of your freedom back. So how I do this is by using strategic partnerships. Sometimes it's not always me that's actually having to do the work and make the sales. Sometimes I can affiliate things, put things together with a strategic partnership, bring somebody in who's actually got a really good offer to sell, and I can just make the deal happen and I can get paid based off what they do as well. So now I'm getting paid off someone else's performance, not even mine. And then the final section in this scale section is you've got to find people that are better than you at the things that need to get done and put them in the places to run the organization. So we hire the right people in place to literally build our brand, do the marketing, do the attraction, put on the event, so I can just rock up and actually put on the show. Now, that's not gonna happen overnight. It's a thing you've gotta actually build. But the whole team knows that I'm nothing but the puppet, pretty much. And they've gotta put the whole thing on, then they just put me on stage where I need to go, and that's what creates the income for the whole business. That is exactly how I keep traveling the world about 3 to 4 months a year. And I have a lot of freedom. I go skydiving during the middle of the week. I go out with my friends. I sort of do whatever I want, and I'm not bound by my business. My business isn't controlled by me. It happens quite freely. I know what has to happen. I get on stage, I do my things. We create money, have a lot of fun. And we have a lot of freedom as well. So I hope that was valuable for you guys. Like I said, if you're a speaker or a trainer, you run your own events, I know that would have been valuable for you to get a little bit more clarity on how it kind of works. And again, if you're someone who actually wants to just steal my entire blueprint, hit the link below and check out the free 7-minute video. You guys are gonna love it all. And maybe me or someone in my team will hop on a phone call and go for a full strategy session with you and see how we can even improve your current business with exactly how we've done it. So if you did get value from this, make sure you subscribe, do all those sorts of things, share it with your friend. And if you're brand new here, I wanna welcome you to Dream Nation. And until the next episode, guys, go out there and dream out loud.